Okay, Kuf Lamed Vav. We learned Kuf Lamed Vav, really. We're going to learn the Bir Halacha now. This is for Gabon. This is the Gabon special. Who's the Chiyuv to get Maliyah? Who comes first? Bir Halacha of Kuf Lamed Vav. The Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Ba'atun Nesader Hachiyuvim Shasagan. That's his word for the Gabbai. Mechuyuv Litzavos Likrosom Kodem La'Acherim. Ukvi Atakonos Hanhogos Shenhigur Abaseinu Hagadolim. Ukvi Hamavur Belavush Mogan Avram B'Simin Reish Pei Beis Ashari Achron. Chosom B'Yom Chuposo. That's the biggest chiyuv. But like everything else, there's a standard case that's a machlokes, and that is a guy who's getting married at night in the winter, and he's getting married after Tzeisa Kolchava. So is the morning the Yom Chuposo? So you're saying no, but it's a machlokes achronim. Chosim b'Shabbos called the machasun Hashem Nizamim also, what we call the ufruf. That's number two. Na'ar shenasa bar mitzvah ba'oisa Shabbos. That's three. Ba. What? We're talking about Shabbos, but what are you talking about? We're talking about the chosan getting married is during the week also. The ufrif is only Shabbos. The bar mitzvah is the day of the bar mitzvah. We're talking about Shabbos, so he says not the bar mitzvah. My son David was born on Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah is like one of those few days a year where the shul is packed from corner to corner for seeking. You got a lot to do that day, especially in Eretz Yisrael. That's your last day in the sukkah, and everybody, and that night is Simchas Torah already. It's not like in America, you know, you break it, Achutzlaret, I should say, where it's broken into two, you have some more breathing space. Here, like, everything happens that next day. It's Shmini Atzeres, it's Simchas Torah, and this is the goodbye Sukkah day. It's a very hectic day. To me, it's even worse. I have to come to Beit Shemesh that day. Anyway, it's one of the days that's brought down in Sforum that there's an Inyan to Daven B'Sikin. Like, there's like 5 days a year where it's both practical and it's brought down as an Indian to Daven B'Sikin. Let me see if I get them. Purim. I say Purim, also you think it's practical. No, Purim and Hashanah Rabbah. I think Lag BaOmer. There's like 5 days where it's brought down. You're supposed to try to Daven B'Sikin. Anyway, so David was bar mitzvah. So he, in Be'er Shmuel, he had this like real neighborhood with like tens of choshuva people, hundreds of people who think they're choshuv. It's Oshana Rabbah, the shul's packed to the gills, and he had to get the aliyah. That's all. Tough luck. I offered to pay for it, because they always auction it off. So I offered to pay for it what it would have cost if they would have, you know, bid on it. But they to their credit, they didn't, they refused it. Bar mitzvah. Today was the day of the bar mitzvah. Baal Isha Yoledeth B'Shabbos Sheholeches L'Beis HaKnesses. That's a thing, you know. I don't know if they don't do it so much nowadays. She used to, it was like her coming out party. She would go to shul, maybe she would, she didn't really bench goymul those days. Nowadays I do let them, I know, the women don't do it lately. I used to let them bench goymul after davening. By the kiddush, but I used to.
This could be 2 months later?
Yeah. Chosun b'Shabbos Shachar Chasana. That's a lower darga. That's on Hesheva Brachos Shabbos.
That would even be someone who only has 3 days
Shabbos. Yeah, what? Shabbos Hesheva Brachos. Shabbos Shachar Chasana. Yartzeit b'Shabbos Shu Yom Shemeis Bo'Avu V'Vimo. Interesting shaila. Someone has yartzeit this Shabbos, and he really, really felt bad. Wants to make a kelmal irachim. So in the morning you don't make a kelmali rachman because it's Shabbos Mavarchim. And in the afternoon it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. and he wanted to know if he can make by mimcha, Zarev Rosh Chodesh. Let's just say it's a feirish anywhere. So I did a lot of research. It sounds a little like not, because you don't say tachanun, Zarev Rosh Chodesh. But then he really, really felt there, like he really meant a lot there. Anyway, so I found a diuk in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, and some in Tav Chof Tes, where it's mashma that you could say Kel Malei Rachamim if it's only Erev Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon. So I told him, okay, we'll be by. I told him to daven by the first minyan. It's not as heavy as the later in the day. So if he davens in the 120 minyan, he can say Kel Malei Rachamim. I'll show you the deed of the Mishnah Berurah later. Who says what did? They don't want?
They don't have this stuff.
What stuff?
Not to make a
hashkava,
not to make a
kemo. No? Okay. So you have yard site. Avi yelet zocher b'shabbos l'fnei hamila, the Shabbos before the bris. V'yesh mekoyim v'shenoigim v'shegam hamoyol v'hasam v'kem chiyuvim. V'yesh einoigim v'kem v'akmachad v'nosom v'agbo. Chosom, okay. Now he's going to go through the list that we just gave. Period. Now he's going through the list. Chasim biyom chuposo, haynu b'chol, sheyasa chupa biyom ze, ukoidim b'chol achayuvim, afilu l'nar shenasa b'mitzvah biyom ze. He comes before the boy that's b'mitzvah that day. B'chol shkein shekodim l'yard site. But again, to really be, for this to be a vaday, it would have to be like during the summer. You know, otherwise in the winter, usually the chupa is after the next day, and that's a shayla, so it wouldn't be poshut. So they would have to figure out what to do. But kol shekein, okay, nar shenasa bar mitzvah, but also Shabbos. If Shabbos, it should be. So again, it's talking about Shabbos. It means the day of the bar mitzvah. Im yesh lo ironis, if he's a member, who called him a chol achayuvim kivin shuzman chinucho. Chinucho here doesn't mean chinuch, the rabbanon. It means like the day the Koyim entered the Avodah, was called the Yom Chinuch. Shekorim Nar Bar Mitzvah Odin Bavarech Baruch Shab Taranim Yom Shul Shul Zer. So the Vad, but there is someone that comes before the Bar Mitzvah boy. Bar Mitzvah boy means the day of the Bar Mitzvah, not the day he goes to the Kotel. It means the day he gets Bar Mitzvah. The Vad Chosim Shem Azamrin, that's the Ufruf, Shu Shavela. Ufruf and the boy, the day of the Bar Mitzvah, are equal. And they have to make a gyro. You see what gyro? Okay. If the Nar Shenasa Bar Mitzvah is not a resident of the city, not a member of the shul, we would call it. So even though he should get the aliyah, but he's not doicha anybody else. He's not doicha a member who has a shtikul chiyuv. Any chiyuv. And if anybody that's on this list, if he's a member, comes before a non-member Bar Mitzvah. Hachosim b'shabes shekoydim hachasim hu gam kin koydim uchol hachiyuvim. Even if the chasana won't be that coming week, Ufruf has nothing to do with the coming week. Ufruf is when you're saying goodbye, so you're leaving to get married. Like I told Spiegel, had this, like he thought he was having a fake Ufruf. I told him, what fake Ufruf? This is the real Ufruf. He's leaving where he lives and he's going to get married. He's going to America to get married. So that's the real Ufruf. The Ufruf before the chasana is the fake Ufruf. This is the real one. So the last Shabbos in his hometown is the real Ufruf. The Gamkin L'chol HaChiyuvim. The Dafkul Misha Mezamrin also, if they would sing for him. I don't know, that used to be the minig. It still is in some places to walk him to shul singing. Now, like they still do it, but the Chosam is like walking ahead very fast, and they can believe he doesn't know who that is. Abul Almon She'en.
You got it.
You ever see that? You know? I did it to my children. They were like, who's that?
I don't know that.
Who's singing? Yeah, I don't know who they are. They're singing Christmas carols. I don't know if they want. Aval Alman Sha'ein Mazamrin also, if the minig is not to give him the Ufruf special. Ein Uchiyiv B'Shabbos L'Fnei Achasma, Tilu Hi B'Suba. Okay. The Mohi Achasma Sovor, Shati Achasma B'Shavua Zeh. Did you get married this week? He goes, yeah, it's Hashem. And it turned out not. They had to push off the wedding. So if he wants to have another Ufruf, so he's taking a chiyuv. Then why ain't no chiyuv? Mi shayach chasanosum yom revi ve'eilech hu chiyuv v'shabbos she'achrov. If the chasana was from Wednesday and on, so then the Shabbos of the Sheva Brachos is a chiyuv, the doiche hayortzeit v'avdi haben v'snei hamilu. You just have to make a chart here. This is for the Gabon to remember. The dafka shubocho shenos b'tzuvu ma'veinu chiyuv. Umi she'ishto holechos l'beis ha'kneses, as we just saw, who koydim l'choson zeh, is before the choson during Sheva Brachos, afilu l'bocho shenos b'tzuvu. Okay, then he has a few bochos shenos b'tzuvus before shenos almona. Yartzai tu chiyuv. The nitzchem it may shor chiyuvim, but he's pretty low on the list, unlike the emotion guilt trip he tries to give you. We've had yartzai today. Chutz mechiyuv avi hayelet koydim hamila. That he taka comes before mechiyuv avi hayelet. So filum hamila bo isashabes nitzchem it may hayartzai, even on that day. Because he'll get his aliyah when she goes to shul in a few weeks. Yeah.
Is aliyah yellow before the mila? Does he have a chiyuv every davening before the whole week?
No, the day of the mila.
Huh?
The day of the mila or the day before the mila? The last one before the mila. The day of the mila or whichever day precedes the mila. A day of Kriyas HaTorah which precedes the mila. Gavia Yelad Misham Shishabriya, I'm just looking at something interesting. Yeah, she has to go to shul. If she's in shul, it's talking about. That's a pretty heavy chiyuv. We don't really. I mean, he used to bench Kaimu for her, maybe. I don't know what the big deal is. I don't really have a picture of what the big deal is. The Shabbos' wife comes to shul afterwards. There is an inyan like that. Like, it is a big deal by the women. It's supposed to be when they leave the house the first time. I don't know if nowadays they do that. They leave the house. It's supposed to be like to come to shul to answer Kedusha, Kaddish, Baruch. I think they still do that.
I think they
go to shul during the week. Like, they'll come here for Maya.
Make 10 people show up so they can say
that
their house
is in the school. That's only since women's lib came along. Now it's easy nowadays. You have so many minyanim. We used to have one minyan in the town. Now just take it to shul one afternoon.
She can't leave before. Can't leave to go to shul.
Why?
Take
it to shul.
She left the house.
So she was. She's going to shul. The minig was that the first leaving the house was to go to shul, and that's what this is talking about. She went to shul, and the husband's a chiyuv on that Shabbos to get maliyah. Okay, I'm going to stop here. He talks about someone who was sick and got nisrate, has to bench goymel. So there's a minhag to give him an aliyah, but he's certainly not a chiyuv. Someone who has to bench goymel, it would be nice if you can give him an aliyah, but there's no chiyuv to give him an aliyah. Because he can bench goymel ba'asara. Maybe I'll make that into one of my halacha psuka talks. But the whole point of benching goymel ba'kriyas ha'tayra is to bench ba'asara. And if 10 people can't hear you, I don't know about Bracha Levatola, but you certainly missed the whole point. It might even be a Bracha Levatola. You have to bench Gaimu Ba'asara with 10 people hearing you. But then again, whoever makes a Bracha over the Torah, 10 people can't hear him, it's probably a Bracha Levatola. Probably. You have to say it loud. You have to practice saying loud. Then he says, there's a minute to give a guest an aliyah. That's a nice minute. Don't start thinking it's a chiyuv, and it doesn't push away any chiyuv, but it's a nice minute. The minute to sell aliyahs, that's a nice minute. So if someone who's not a chiyuv, it's just a minute, don't give them an aliyah if it's going to lose money for the shul, if they have a minute to sell aliyahs. So just because there's a chush of a test guest in town, why should they lose out? But, you know, it's all up to the guy by such things. He wants to give a chashuv against an aliyah. Amal, it's good for the shul. It gives the shul a boost. It's worth more than the money. If Yashuv came to town and was davening here, we would give him an aliyah. That's worth more, so to speak, than selling the aliyah for $5. But a chiyuv doesn't get pushed aside. A if there's a bar mitzvah boy in shul, if it's bar mitzvah that day, or any of the other chiyuvim that are on the list, even the chiyuv that's low down. So chiyuv's a chiyuv. You can't mess around with that. And if things are not working out, he says, just make this office. Make extra. Okay, we'll stop here.